This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch. It's tornado watch number 933 in effect until 8 a.m. this morning for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn counties.
Good morning.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 1:48 a.m.
The counties under the tornado watch in Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Parsons, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Again, that's a tornado watch until 8 a.m. And remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. National Weather Service will be looking for reports of severe weather from spotters should it develop. Reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs of trees, their approximate diameter, and the building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some longer pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And we encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA, the radio, or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Cumberland County and northwestern Sampson County until 2:30 a.m. And Sampson County is, of course, within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 1:43 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 10 miles southwest of Cedar Creek or 16 miles south of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Cedar Creek, Stedman, Vander, Autryville, Falcon, and Spivey's Corner. The severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Go inside a sturdy shelter. Move to an interior room and stay away from windows. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. National Weather Service is looking for the following reports of severe weather from Sampson County. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We're going to remain in standby mode at this time. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We'll ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning. Remains in effect for northwestern Sampson County. The National Weather Service has just issued an updated severe weather statement. At 1:57 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Cedar Creek, or 13 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Vander, Stedman, Autryville, Roseboro, Salemburg, Godwin, Falcon, and Spivey's Corner. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you see a tornado. And a reminder that a tornado watch number 933, is in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 8 a.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Bramble, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson County. Skywarn is remaining in standby mode at this time. The repeat is free for normal amateur activity. We will increase our activity with criteria verification. We do ask that stations leave some longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And of course, spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 2:18 a.m.
Good morning.
Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:30 a.m. for northwestern Sampson County. At 2:15 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Salemburg, or 13 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Spivey's Corner. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. And a reminder that Tornado Watch 933 remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 8 a.m. The counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. So all of Central Carolina Skywarn under a tornado watch until 8 a.m. And remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports from spotters. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn remains at this time in standby mode, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. This is NC4VA. At 2:28 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning. Tornado warning for Sampson County and eastern Johnston County until 3:15 a.m. Again, that's a tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County and eastern Johnston County until 3:15 a.m. At 2:24 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Spivey's Corner, or 17 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Newton Grove, Four Oaks, Smithville, Pine Level, Selma, Micro, and Kinley. The safest place to be during a tornado is in the lowest floor of the building of a small room such as a closet or bathroom or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground report. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports. Hail any size initially, then any size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding, where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as downed limbs or trees, and their approximate diameter in any building roof. Due to the fact this is a tornado warning, this will become a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. Again, tornado warning in effect for northwestern Sampson County, eastern Johnston County until 3:15 a.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports that meet criteria for severe weather. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. This is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County and eastern Johnston County until 3:15 a.m. At 2:24 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Spivey's Corner or 17 miles northwest of Clinton, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Newton Grove, Four Oaks, Smithville, Pine Level, Selma, Micro, and Kinley. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room, such as a closet or bathroom, or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD 14688 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 located in Broadway. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meet criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement at 2:43 a.m. The tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County is canceled. Again, the tornado warning for northwestern Sampson County is canceled. So much prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass your information through Central Carolina Skywarn to the National Weather Service. A tornado warning remains in effect until 3:15 a.m. for eastern Johnston County. Again, the warning remains in effect until 3:15 a.m. for eastern Johnston County. At 2:38 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located 8 miles south of Four Oaks or 13 miles south of Smithville, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. There are two separate circulations detected by radar, both in extreme Johnston County near Interstate 40 and just north of the Sampson County line. Tornadoes are extremely dangerous at night because they're hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Damage has been reported in northwest Sampson County with this storm. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in amateur or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:58 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 3:15 a.m. for eastern Johnston County. At 2:52 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado. This tornado was located near Four Oaks, or 8 miles south of Smithville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. This storm will track just south of Interstate 95 and approach the Highway 70 corridor between Smithville and Princeton, very close to Pine Level. There have been multiple reports of damage across northern Sampson and southern Johnston County, including damage to homes. Locations in the path of the storm include Selma, Pine Level, Princeton, Micro, and Kinley. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they're hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement's not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. At 2:48 a.m., law enforcement did report damage 4 miles east-southeast of Simpson and Johnston County, damage to a house at Woods Crossroads and Five Points Road. The barn was also destroyed, the trees down. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Encourage folks to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:08 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for north-central Wayne County, east-central Johnston County, and Wilson County until 4 a.m. Again, that's a tornado warning for north-central Wayne County, east-central Johnston County, and Wilson County until 4 a.m. At 3:06 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado over Pine Level, or 8 miles east of Smithville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Kinley, Nahunta, Fremont, Lucama, Black Creek, Wilson, and Elm City. There have been numerous reports of damage across Johnston County, including damage to homes. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Sky 1 is in active mode. That means this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. The reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high wind. This includes downwind trees or proximate diameter in any building or roof damage. We're operating on the WB4TQD 14688 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147105 machine with a tone of 82.5. That's located in Broadway. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. Here is a tornado warning in effect for North Central Wayne County, East Central Johnston County, and Wilson County until 4 a.m. At 3:06 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado over Pine Level, or about 8 miles east of Smithville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Kinley, Nahunta, Fremont, Lacoma, Black Creek, Wilson, and Elm City. There have been numerous reports of damage across Johnston County, including damage to homes. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees or proximate diameter in any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We encourage folks to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, sending back for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:19 a.m., the National Weather Service issued two severe weather statements. The first one reads as follows. The tornado warning for East Central Johnston and North Central Wayne counties is canceled. Again, the tornado warning for East Central Johnston and North Central Wayne counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass your report to Central Carolina Skywarn and we'll relay it to the National Weather Service. The second severe weather statement is for Wilson County. It reads as follows. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4 a.m. for Wilson County. At 3:15 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Lacoma, or 16 miles northeast of Smithville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. This tornado is very close to the intersection of Highway 301 and State Route 581. This storm is showing very strong signs of rotation. Seek shelter immediately. Locations in the path of the storm include Black Creek, Stantonsburg, Wilson, New Hope, Saratoga, Elm City, and Wilbanks. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they're hard to see. take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. And a reminder, a tornado watch remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And that tornado watch is in effect until 8 a.m. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
Let me know. I've been listening for a little bit in 4NCT.
Good morning, Lewis. Thanks, NC4VA. In 4NCT, Lewis, are you headed down to Johnson County this morning?
No, not this morning. I'm actually at the house this morning. But if you need some help down there or something, I'll be happy to go.
No, that was okay. I didn't know whether you were headed down that way. I was just say, just, you know, be aware of any storm damage and let me know if you have any reports for that. It's fine. No problem. Enjoy your morning. You deserve one off. NC4VA.
I've just been sitting here at the house. I got a little bit of sleep last night before the storm started rolling through, and then I heard the weather radio go off, tornado warning. Central Lake County, so I got on up. I might have to put the chainsaw on the truck and head to Johnson County, though. You never know. I hope not. That thing, it's all like it's going to be quite bad over toward Wilson.
Okay. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement at 3:29 a.m. It reads as follows. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4 a.m. for Wilson County. At 3:25 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado near Lucama, or 20 miles east of Linwood, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. This storm is expected to move across southern portions of the city of Wilson. Residents in and near the city of Wilson need to take cover now. Law enforcement officials reported damage in Kinley. Locations in the path of the storm include Stantonsburg, Wilson, New Hope, Saratoga, Elm City, and Wilbay. Heavy rainfall may obscure this tornado. Take cover now. If you wait to see or hear it coming, it may be too late to get to a safe place. National Weather Service is looking for the following reports from spotters. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as downlift to trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:34 p.m., a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for Edgecombe County and Eastern Nash County until 4:15 a.m. Again, a tornado warning for Edgecombe County and Eastern Nash County until 4:15 a.m. At 3:29 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado 12 miles southwest of Sharpsburg, or 17 miles south of Nashville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Sharpsburg, Rocky Mount, Kingsboro, Tarboro, and Leggett. The storm has a history of producing tornadoes. This is a dangerous situation. Take shelter immediately. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they're hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. So again, tornado warning in effect for Edgecombe County and Eastern Nash County until 4:15 a.m. Tornado warning in effect until 4 a.m. for Wilson County. Tornado watch in effect until 8 a.m. for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. And those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Bramble, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson County. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC-48, Central Carolina Skywarn at 3:38 a.m. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement for Edgecombe and Nash County. Tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 a.m. for Eastern Nash and Edgecombe County. At 3:33 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado 8 miles southwest of Sharpsburg, or 14 miles north, south of Nashville, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. This tornado will move across Elm City in a few minutes and then across Sharpsburg. This is an extremely dangerous storm. Take cover now. Locations in the path of the storm include Macclesfield, Pine Tops, Rocky Mount, Kingsboro, Dorchester, Tarboro, Battleboro, Leggett, and Whitaker. Heavy rainfall may obscure this tornado. Take cover now. If you wait to see or hear it coming, it may be too late to get to a safe place. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occur. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and of course any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's in active mode. That means this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC-48 for Central Carolina Skywarn at 3:48 a.m. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. Reads as follows. A tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 a.m. for Eastern Nash and Northern Edgecombe counties. At 3:42 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado near Sharpsburg, or 6 miles southwest of Rocky Mount, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. This tornado recently produced damage to homes in Lucama, Wilson, and Elm City in Wilson County. Take cover now. Locations in the path of the storm include Kingsboro, Dorchester, Tarboro, Battleboro, Leggett, and Whitaker's. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they are hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC-48, Central Carolina Skywarn. A reminder, a tornado warning remains in effect until 4:15 a.m. for Eastern Nash and Northern Edgecombe counties. Also, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Halifax County until 4:45 a.m. At 4:01 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 13 miles west of Hopgood or 7 miles northwest of Tarboro, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Scotland Neck. This storm has a history of producing damage and injuries. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they're hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Again, tornado warning in effect for southeastern Halifax County until 4:45 a.m. Also, tornado warning in effect, excuse me, for Edgecombe and Nash counties until 4:15 a.m. And I'm going to make a correction to that. The National Weather Service just issued a statement in which the tornado warning for Nash County has been canceled. Tornado warning for Nash County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information to Central Carolina Skywarn so that we may relay it to the National Weather Service. Tornado warning remains in effect for Edgecombe County, and that is until 4:15 a.m., Northern Edgecombe County until 4:15 a.m. At 4 a.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado 7 miles north of Kingsboro or near Rocky Mount, moving northeast. At 40 miles per hour, this storm has a history of producing damage across Wilson and Johnson counties. Locations in the path of the storm include Leggett and Whitaker's. If in mobile homes or vehicles, evacuate them and get inside a sturdy shelter. No shelter is available. Lie flat in the nearest ditch or other low spot and cover your head with your hands. Tornado watch remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 8 a.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. This includes the following: hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. We're in active mode, which means this is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. NC-4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC-4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement at 4:16 a.m. The tornado warning for northern Edgecombe County expired at 4:15 a.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass your information on through Central Carolina Skywarn, and we'll be happy to relay it to the National Weather Service. A tornado warning remains in effect for Halifax County until 4:45 a.m. Again, tornado warning southeastern Halifax County until 4:45 a.m. Skywarn is in active mode. That means this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. National Weather Service is looking for reports from spotters. report should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your favorite local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:21 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. The tornado warning remains in effect until 4:45 a.m. for southeastern Halifax County. At 4:19 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located near Scotland Neck, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Tillery. Tornadoes are especially dangerous at night because they are hard to see. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and the exterior walls. And a tornado watch remains in effect until 8 a.m. for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. We're in active mode. This is a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. W3GJD, NC4VA.
NC4VA, NC4VA, W3GJD.
W3GJD, NC4VA. Hey George, I got your email and appreciate it very much, and I did call the NWS with your information. Wondered if you had any more specifics at this point yet. I realize it's dark and probably first light yields more information.
Yeah, that's very true, Virginia. There are people out there right now. I just got back and some damage assessment in the northern part of Wilson County. But it seems like Elm City has been hit the hardest. There's a lot of power outages. We have a complete home destroyed, power outages all over the place, gas leaks, that type of thing. And that's Elm City, which is the north east corner of Wilson County, and it looks like it's in the city at proper, just near the railroad tracks. From the city proper west, doesn't look like there's anything, but it looks like it something went through there, wind shear or what. But until the you know, the people get out there and really do the assessment, we really don't know. But there's a lot of activity going up in the Elm City area.
Okay. Good deal. I appreciate that report, and I'll pass that on as well. Let me know as the morning wears on what you hear, what you see. I appreciate it, George, and NC4VA.
Okay, take care. It's basically, we just had a regular thunderstorm go through my area up there, so I couldn't really tell you anything. But to the south, Kenley, Lacama, Black Creek, in that area. And then, of course, through northern part. So we'll just have to wait and see what we can see, when we can see. So take care. W3GJD.
Understood. Thanks a lot. And I appreciated the email and appreciate you coming back to me on the radio as well. NC4VA. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for southeastern Halifax County expires at 4:45 a.m.
storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, the warning will be allowed to expire. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, the National Weather Service is very interested in your report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn and we'll relay it to the National Weather Service. With that expiration, there are no more tornado warnings active at this time within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. So we'll move from active mode, meaning a directed net, to standby mode, a non-directed net. And a tornado watch still remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 8 a.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. I'm going to modify what I just said. The National Weather Service has canceled the tornado watch for the following counties. This just out at 4:39 a.m. Tornado watch is canceled for Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Lee, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, and Warren counties. Again, tornado watch has been canceled for Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Lee, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, and Warren counties. Tornado watch remains in effect for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties. Edgecombe, Halifax, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Wayne, and Wilson counties until 8 a.m. Okay, tornado watch remains in effect for Edgecombe, Halifax, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Wayne, and Wilson counties till 8 a.m. We're going to be in standby mode. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, and I'm going to bring down the tones at this time.
Skywarn clear.
Skywarn is still in activation. We're in standby mode only for the existing tornado watch. NC4VA.